We welcome the ministerial statement. It actually reflects discussions and conversations that have been going for some time, and it illustrates the relationship and the partnership that we've enjoyed for many years with the state government. We welcome the fact that the government recognises the huge contribution made by Zoo South Australia to the state. And that contribution is conservation work we do, much of it with native Australian species, the large education and outreach programs we do, the research and collaboration work we do, the work with community that we do. But in simple tourism and financial terms, we also make a very large contribution. We have done some work with an independent accounting firm recently, and what that told us was that last year the pandas made a contribution of nearly $60 million to the economy of the state, and Zoo South Australia as a whole made a contribution of about $116 million. So it's a sizable business, and there are many jobs involved with what we do. The reason that we are in a state of financial stretch has less to do with the business performance of the Panda project, because over the last 12 months they've made an enormous contribution. The root cause is mainly because of the GFC and the fact that we didn't achieve as much corporate sponsorship as we planned to. And we've been, if you like, behind the ball since that point of the GFC hitting. This review will ensure a sound future for Zoos South Australia, for the animals that we care for, the conservation work we do, the staff who work here, our 33,000 members, and our benefit to the state as a whole. We're confident that jobs are secure, and we don't have any planned job losses in our next budget round. And clearly it's a serious situation, but we've been managing the financial consequences of that major capital investment commitment for the last 2 years. We've done a tremendous amount of business work, and we are confident we can work this through. What's happening is that we're going through a comprehensive review with the state government now. So I don't want to anticipate exactly how that's going to work through. It's just very good news for us that our value is recognised and that this review process is now underway. Well, we already enjoy enormous support from the community, and we have a very high membership, but I would say to people, if you want us to continue to have one of the best zoo-based conservation organisations in the world, then come in, visit, support us, become part of our programmes.